Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The prophets of the Old Testament and the preachers of the New were inspired to warn their readers and hearers of the dangers they faced, both from false teachers and from immoral associates. No prophet of the Old Testament had so much to say about warning as did Ezekiel. But warnings are found throughout the writings of the prophets. God gave Jeremiah authority to warn Israel. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, Return, you backsliding Israel, says the Lord, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, says the Lord, and I will not keep my anger forever. Jeremiah 3:12. John the Baptist asked the Pharisees and Sadducees, who had warned them to flee from the wrath to come. He then charged them, Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now the axe is laid at the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which brings forth not good fruit is hewn down, and cast into the fire. Matthew 3:7-10. I'm aware that such preaching could create a storm of protest in many modernistic churches. But was not John within his right to warn the Jewish leaders of impending judgment? Could he have been faithful to his calling and have done otherwise? There are hundreds and hundreds of other warnings, both in the Old Testament and in the New. But I want to ask you a question which deserves our attention. Does the attitude of the speaker have any bearing on whether God accepts his preaching and on whether his listeners pay any attention to what he says? I remember many years ago hearing an older gospel preacher say, You cannot preach the gospel of Christ in the spirit of the devil. Do you believe that is a legitimate observation with regard to gospel preachers? If we tell the truth, what possible difference could our attitude make? Paul knew there were members of the body of Christ at Philippi who were not walking according to the truth of the gospel. He knew what their eternal destiny would be if they did not repent and turn to God for forgiveness. He wrote concerning these people, For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Philippians 3:18. Were Paul's tears evidence of his anger toward the deceitful workers at Philippi, or of his disappointment with the people he loved so dearly? They were tears of deep compassion and love for the Philippians. Paul used similar language when he said to the Ephesian elders, Therefore watch and remember, that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn every one of you, night and day, with tears. Acts 20:31. When mothers and fathers know how widely alcohol and other drugs are being used by our young people, and they warn their children about these, can you see parents being angry or arrogant? I have seen how good parents express grave concern for the welfare of their children. Often with tears in their eyes, they tell their children of the evils of this world. We might be angry with devilish drug dealers and with the sellers of beverage alcohol, but we shed tears when we talk with our young people and warn them of the heartaches and temptations they face. When a preacher of the gospel does not show love for those he teaches, he is not going to be very helpful. On the other hand, if he convinces his hearers of his deep love for them, in my judgment, he can tell people whatever they need to hear without making them angry. My friends, we thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless you.